game here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. You know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, that type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback, losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts, that's exactly what y'all let. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah, and been worthy like 42 on the
Lakers. GGG, once again, it's on. You are now rocking with the best. I am, he is, we are. The Politics as Usual podcast. Make sure you follow us on your socials, YouTube, Facebook, IG, MySpace, whatever you're on, we're on there as well. We're back with another episode, episode 20. I don't know how you say that in Spanish, Karis. I apologize. I should know that. But I'm here with my main man, Adam Carter. What's up, good brother?
What's up, Jack? How you doing?
Yeah, man. You know, man, I'm all sixes tonight because they robbed us.
I'm rocking the Sixers too. I'm rocking the Sixers
oh,
too.
Oh my God.
You can see I'm, you know, we hold it down for the Sixers today.
Man, that's a rough night. We're gonna get over it because MB might be on the way, but we're gonna get to all that kind of stuff. What you got for us, sir?
All right, let's jump right in, Jack. Episode 20. Ooh, so The T-Wolves, Jack. T-Wolves are still for sale. It's a lot of wild things going on out there in Minnesota. Jack, what are you hearing, Jack?
It's complicated, man. You know, I thought I read in the piece, and you read something as well. A-Rod and them couldn't come up with all the money to buy the majority stake in 90 days. And
yeah, they had till today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, yeah. Wednesday.
27.
Yeah.
So they was like, and the relationship was kind of soured. I was reading the article. I was like, yo. And I would think, like, a guy like A-Rod could really make those kind of moves, call in some people to figure it out. It was crazy, man, how much the Timberwolves franchise costs. And if this doesn't fall through, man, you know, this puts Ant-Man in danger. If he don't see stability within the organization, right, he could be looking elsewhere.
Right.
So this has a lot of ramifications, I think.
Yeah, and it's funny because Ant-Man didn't even know who Alex Rodriguez was. Explaining it to him. But yeah, so A-Rod and his partner currently own 40%, correct?
Yep.
And they were trying to get an additional 40, so they would own 80% and be the majority owners, but couldn't come up with that cash, Jack. And like you said, they better start lighting some candles, burning some incense, you know, praying to whoever God they serve, because if you lose it, man, that is going to be a tough loss, Jack.
Man, and listen, they should have tried it. I'd have been like on like the 15th day. I can't get up to 80%. We get to 51. I'm trying to get the.
I coming up there with Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. I was like, if you don't want this kind of, you know, for future investors to see this in the news, like, what's going on with this? Because you ain't never hear about Magic Johnson not being able to make the, when he puts his name on it, the deal's done.
And you would think that if you went into the deal, I mean, it doesn't seem like you would go into it knowing you only got 90 days if you ain't got it.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean?
What happened?
That's some hood stuff dealing with dude. That's kind of stuff you did to check cash in place. Yeah, I'm a scam. I'm knowing I got 30 days left. You know, I know how to play that game with the best of them. But I didn't think they was doing it on that level.
Apparently they were, Jack. So it fell through, and from what I read shortly before we came on, so they're taking the sale. Is the team still for sale? Are they trying to look for another investor, or is it just that sale fell through?
It looks like maybe they just went back to the drawing board,
right?
Because that would be ill if like somebody else would come in, seeing Ant-Man, seeing the potential, and come in and make a move.
That's a relatively young team, Jack.
Because somebody could come up with a bill.
Yeah.
Buy the Timberwolves.
Yeah. They are one of them and OKC are one of the hot teams. Actually, those two teams that I just mentioned are tied for second in the West, man, in a very competitive West. So man, OKC and Minnesota, man, those are two teams that are looking to take off. So we'll have to keep our eye on that, Jack, out there in Minnesota.
Listen, Jack. Like A-Rod, you know, he lost the Hall of Fame. lost J Lo. If he how could you fumble? How could you fumble J Lo?
Oh and my
if
god!
Lose, if he lose Ant Man, that's a big 0-3, son.
You can't fumble J Lo and Ant Man. I don't know. There's no coming back from that.
Yo, man. Oh my god! Prayers up for A-Rod. See, you know why? He be too busy getting tans. That one time they had him, I was like, yo, he's out there looking like he's from Mars. Doing all that, not getting the book straight.
Yeah, Jack. He's too worried about the wrong things. Duber said, we're too busy brushing our hair. A-Rod's too busy getting a tan. Too busy getting a tan, Jack. All right, Jack, let's move on, man. Rough times out there in Boston, Jack. Celtics were rolling during a game against the Atlanta Hawks, up 30, and they blew a 30-point lead to the Atlanta Hawks, the Trae Youngless Atlanta Hawks.
Jack. I could name four more people on the Hawks. I can name DeJounte Murray and Capella. I don't know who else plays down there.
Yeah, and they both
one guy, Bogdanovich, one of those guys, I can name him. But when I saw that and I said, Brandy, because he's a fake Celtics fan. Said, they blew a 30-point lead.
And to me, that says a lot about the conversation that we keep having about Jason Tatum not being in that elite conversation. Him not being in that MVP conversation. It's things like this that make you
say, Hope you wouldn't bring that up.
That's why he's not in the conversation. You cannot lose a 30-point lead. You're the best, one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league.
Yes.
You cannot lose a 30-point lead to the Hawks without their star.
You can lose by 30.
Yeah.
But you can't blow that lead. And I remember when they beat the Sixers last year on game six.
Yeah.
Right. My toughest loss since being a lifelong Sixers fan was that loss. I thought he was cured of this. But I don't know. And he got me right back with the questions, man. Like, yo, how can – and here's what's crazy to me. Their plays drive me crazy. I couldn't be a Celtics fan and watch him dribble the ball up for 23 seconds and shoot that fake Kobe free throw. I've never seen Kobe do that. Kobe did that in games off of picks. If he was doing one-on-one, he was taking you to the rack. These guys ain't watching the same clips. He's not shooting. I've never seen Kobe with 20 seconds on the shot clock shoot a fadeaway three. So their shot selection between him and Brown at the end of the game drive me crazy. And Joe Mazzulla, they ain't shooting threes. What is he doing over there? Now, this is the game he should have tried to block the other
team. He should have been out there. He should have ran on the court and tried to block the shot.
This was the game to do it.
Unbelievable, Jack. They ended up losing 120 to 118 after being up 20. I mean, 30, excuse me. Yeah, like, That is crazy, Jack. Tatum has some soul searching to do, Jack. And they're a great built team, but I think it's eventually the question is going to be, can those two guys play together? Jaylen Brown. I mean, they clearly can get it done during the regular season. They can get it done mostly in the playoffs, but they keep coming up short, Jack.
Here's what's crazy. I was thinking of the Bull. I think his name's Jonte Porter. He was getting caught up with the gambling. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the first person I thought about was them Bulls. You know, you put your bets down. Shout out to Tez and all the. I mean, out anybody. I thought we was all.
You know they're gonna make a clip about this.
He
ain't gonna hear the end of this.
Yo, Tez, you gotta stop speeding to the part we say your name. Put that up first of all. Well, I was like, yo, he ruined, like, the Celtics ruined the parlays. You probably bet that they was going to win by 12, and they lose.
Listen, and yo. It's like they asked Jason Tatum about the betting, and he said he doesn't really care about people's parlays, these bets. So he's not unhappy when he misses a shot or people don't make their bets because of stuff he does.
We'd be ready to kill him. I'd be stressed out over that. Yo, but even hopefully, I'm just not one thing. I'm sold on them. Maybe Drew Holiday still, it's no excuse. If you get up 30, you got to win. You got to win by 30, but you got to win that game.
Right.
But man, that's something that we got to keep our eye on for the playoffs. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Tough loss. Tough loss. Another great game, Jack. Lakers versus the Bucks. Jack, did you happen to catch that basketball game on TV the other night? It was
the professional basketball contest. I call it. It was crazy. We've been having Ghostbusters. Making the girls watch all the Ghostbusters. So I was watching that thinking the Bucks gonna win. And as soon as I turned off, they was down 13. And AD hit a shot. I was like, wait a minute. Then they was back in the game. And yo, and it's funny, one of the best games of the season with the Lakers, and LeBron didn't play.
Right.
And AD. See, this is why AD is held in that high regard. He always remind you, this is why. Because Giannis is not a banger. He's not a center.
Right.
He can play eye to eyeball with Giannis.
Yeah. But
you know what's crazy, AC? That I like Russell.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a Laker guy,
that was the best thing they did. I was not trading him.
You know, I was tolerating him. But now I was like, yo, he can be a factor.
Yeah. And I think these games without LeBron are important because it gives our Reeves a chance to have a big game like that. It gives our boy Hashitashi a chance to
love his game.
Oh, I love his game.
Oh, man.
And I love the fact during timeouts, LeBron going to him, yelling at him, telling him to do certain things. That's really like his.
He be on him.
Yeah. That's really his understudy. And some big plays down the stretch from AD, some timely blocks. And man, like you said, Russell looked good. Some big shots, Jagger, and definitely some big shots from Dame time. Some big shots.
When you see that guy coming, and there's a minute left, I know that's a sick feeling. It wasn't no doubt about what he's gonna make that one. And it was crazy. My boy Giannis at the free throw line. I was like, he got to be thinking that in the middle of the night before he gets a little freaky. Got to think about those free throws, dog. Yo, hey, I knew it wasn't no shot, no way in the world he's gonna make them. LeBron doing this?
As soon as he got the ball, I was like this.
He cursed him. He's cursed.
Yo, Count him down. Take a little longer.
They beat a fully loaded Bucks team.
Right.
With Middleton playing, Portis playing good. Shout out to D-Lo getting that block on Portis and one of them overtime. I was like, D-Lo, man.
Big plays, Jack. Yeah. But I think the wildest thing about the overtime was a comment from Reggie Miller. Me and shout out to B-Dub. Me and B-Dub was talking about this earlier. Did you hear what Reggie Miller said?
He
said Damian Lillard is easily top 10. I was like, top 10 to what? I mean, he's having a great night.
Playing today? All night.
Well, like, I didn't understand. He didn't go top 10 shooters? I'll give him that. Top 10 shooter, but let's not go too far. I don't know if he's top 10 in the league right now.
Randy said, is he top 10 on his team?
Maybe that's what he meant, because I was like, whoa, that was a...
Ow,
Randy Miller, that is an old statement.
Man!
I was bold like when Whitney Houston said... Bobby Brown was Jimmy Foxx said, King of R&B, who?
Luther Vandross, like, I'm alive at that time, Luther Vandross was thinking. I'm here. But
top 10, I was like, whoa, he's jumping again. Then they ended up losing the game.
Now that y'all say, I saw some, they was commenting on it. One of my favorite shows is Lou Williams, Running Back. They be cracking me up. They be cussing on there.
But,
he was like, yo, they was going in on that top 10. I was like, yo, because he's a top five shooter.
Absolutely.
He's a top five trailblazer.
Absolutely.
It was mad controversy when he made the top 75.
Over Kyrie?
Over Kyrie.
He has a championship?
Yeah, he got a chip. It was your boy Clay. Now Clay making him look pretty good now. Attitude.
He ain't got his attitude and his attire.
That's his attitude. You got to talk to me by attitude. That's a I'm gonna start telling my girl around the house, you don't have a top 75 attitude. You
Clay also doesn't have top 75 attire.
No. Yeah, man. I wonder what
that was. A bold statement, though.
What did the dude say when he said it? Probably caught him off guard.
It was right after he hit that big three, and it looked like he was going to, you know, another Dame Time moment, and they were going to come back. They were going to win the game on, you know, on the shoulders of Dame Lillard, and it did not end that way. So that statement was wow.
Yo,
so Reggie Miller, you got to relax, as Nori would say.
I'm trying to figure out, even if he is multi-champion, you got to. That's still a stretch.
Yeah, man. Stretch,
man. Listen.
Double overtime, man.
Great game, man. What a
wild game, man.
Those kind of games right there, when the Lakers win those games, when teams win those games like that, undermanned, doesn't matter what the record is, that does something to the team morale, gives you a different kind of juice. They know we can do that without him. We get it together with us all here.
Right. And I saw an interesting post. I can't remember. It was like one of those memes or something. He said, it's interesting being a Lakers fan. He said, we've been in the ninth spot the whole season, and I still believe that we're going to make a run and come up and win the final. That's how it is when you have LeBron on your team.
I think that you nailed it. And I don't think nobody in the history of basketball brings that kind of aura. Because we've seen him. I think his best season is the 2018 for Cleveland. I don't know how he got that. That's probably the worst team. Nobody, those guys. Right. He got those. I don't know how they beat Paul George, the Raptors. I don't know how.
And Paul George at that point was, my God,
jumping through the gym. Paul George,
That Indiana Paul George was incredible.
Dude, that's why when you got LeBron, you're like, dog, Lakers in seven.
Yeah, man.
Always got a shot.
Always got a shot. Yes. All right, Jack. Let's move on to an interesting topic. another Draymond Green incident.
Yo. Last night.
Draymond Green got ejected. It was 8:24, eight minutes and 24 seconds into the first quarter. Got a double tech for talking crazy. This is his fourth ejection of the season and his 19th of his career, Jack. Draymond being Draymond, Jack.
Yo, here's what's funny, man. They said he looked like he wanted to get thrown out because he didn't want to play. I said, sometimes you think he'd be throwing the game, not throwing it, just be like, now, you know,
Is he in cahoots with Porter?
Like, yo, something's crazy. That's what somebody said, check those betters. I was like, yo, is Steph Curry got him over there tearing up, allegedly?
Seeing that was wild, Jack.
I'm thinking, if he's crying, he knows this is it. It's going to be it's me or him.
He is frustrated. Like, yo, enough is enough, man.
He can handle Clay missing shots.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even being a jerk about it.
Right.
But yo, we went through all this song and dance. You getting therapy. And you know how he gripped Patty Mills up, that they called it for a regular foul. He had Patty Mills
He could have got ejected for that, Jack.
No, they let that go. And you just, the way how he curses at the refs, knowing that he is Draymond Green, I just don't understand how it doesn't compute. And Kerr is done. You can tell Kerr is done.
Right.
And Kerr got the extension. Kerr is like, he deserves it.
Right. And, yeah, like, if this doesn't work for Draymond in Golden State, who else is going to put up with this, Jack? I think he can only go to the Lakers and play with LeBron. I think that's the only team that would want Draymond that is willing to deal with this.
You know, I mean, this feels even different than episodes they'll do together, playing on the same team.
My God.
1,000 episodes.
Right. And this is different than Dennis Rodman back in the day.
Oh, no.
This has a different feel to him get ejected. And, like, it's just different. It's different than Rasheed Wallace.
Yes.
It's different than any of those players that we have seen over the years that get ejected on a regular basis. He's throwing his career away with these.
And that's a good point you make, because when you look at Rodman, If you put him and Draymond together, Rodman rarely got thrown out when the team needed him.
Right.
Most of the times he was getting thrown out, they was winning, he was throwing his jersey, or he would
in the stands.
Remember, he kicked the camera guy. It's but not saying the camera guy, you know, he should have did it, but you can see that happening. Draymond is a ref. I'm trying to hurt people. That's trying to difference people. Between Kick him people. And I'm sneaking people. I remember one time for OKC, he pulled the dude by the jersey up in the air, and you know that when you playing basketball when you're 5 years old, you don't grab nobody while they're in the air. I don't understand this guy. Yo, he gonna find out it's a different world out there when you ain't got Steph Curry on your team.
Right, and Steve Kerr and the whole backing of the Dub Nation, like it's different out there. And if you think that you're going to go to LA or somewhere else and do the same things and it's going to be accepted, like somebody said today on one of the shows, they said, what is he going to do when he loses his biggest ally in Steph Curry? Because to me, those tears were frustration, disappointment, whatever they were, allegedly tears. He was clearly frustrated. He was clearly upset. Frustration, disappointment, like, I'm going to bat for you, but you're not even going to bat for yourself.
Exactly. And nothing's more frustrating than that. You try to, when you're in that position, try to help somebody, and they're just overdoing it for being a jerk. Yo, he's like, yo, what could be going so wrong when the game is 6-6?
8 minutes in.
Duh.
And that was that's a big game.
No, that could have been. They'd have lost that. If they would have lost that game, we having a whole different discussion now. They probably would have. I know you can't trade him. They'd probably trade him tonight. All his fault. Kuminga's not there. Y'all need this game because the Rockets are right behind y'all.
Right.
They'd have been tied today if he.
Yeah. Golden State ended up coming back to win that game, 101-93, on some heroics of Steph Curry.
Did he keep that chair?
And even after he hit the three, he did he did it longer than normal, and then he went and kicked the chair. He's frustrated. He knows all these games. What, they got like 8 or 9 games now?
Yes.
And the Rockets are right behind them.
We can't depend on this grown man to act like a grown-up.
Yeah. And I can imagine how frustrating that is, Jack.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine. So let's go from one wild game to another, Jack. It was a wild night in Philly, Jack.
Ooh.
Wild night in Philly, Jack. So it was James Harden's first time back in Philly since being traded. Ooh. And the Sixers were up most of the game. Did you get a chance to see this game, Jack?
I watched a lot of that game. I thought they could close it out, but man.
Yeah.
See, all these betters, something was happening because Kawhi kept getting all these and-ones.
And it was crazy because Kawhi couldn't buy a bucket.
Yo, it was crazy. I was like, all of a sudden now he goes to the hole. Y'all found him every time he made. I was like, yo. But, you know, when Maxie fell to the ground on that one, I was like, oh.
Like, it looked like
what
it
happened?
Looked like six, the movie Six Man. Dean Carter was out there tripping people.
Kadeem Hardison came out of nowhere.
Where did Kadeem Hardison come from? I mean, he just fell on the ground.
But one of my shout outs is for Kelly Oubre, because that's how you go at the rest. You're going to go at him. You got to go crazy. Yo,
you're a garden tool. You're a garden tool. You're a garden tool. And your mama is a garden tool.
That's still about the ref's mom. How much are they gonna find him?
Man, he tried to smooth it out and apologize in the locker room because he knew. He said, "Ooh,
he started
they get ready to tax me, man, at least 25. I think probably 50,000."
Lou Will said he got to give him 25 for each B word,
and apparently he said like 6 of them.
because I thought maybe not the last one. But Kawhi had him on the hip the whole way he went up for that left. I thought that was an easy call.
And that was the call that ended up being a jump ball.
Yeah. What drives me crazy is the report. Oh, yeah, we missed it. That was a foul.
But that doesn't change anything. Like, the Sixers needed that game.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that, because that would have been two back-to-back wins for the Sixers over the Clippers, because they just beat them last Saturday, Jack,
With no Embiid.
Both gangs with no Embiid.
And I don't know if y'all been watching this. The Clippers are kind of sinking.
They are in trouble.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and the Pelicans is on their heels.
Right. So the Sixers ended up losing that game 108-107, came down to the wire with Kelly Oubre not getting the ball off in time. But it was the jump ball was – it was a good design play off the jump ball, though, Jack. Yeah,
most definitely. That's why I really like Nick Nurse. I think he's a great strategy coach, because I but if we'd have had Doc, who knows what would happen. Those kind of moments like that. But I really But the I was like, what makes me so sad as a Sixer, this is probably the best put-together team of Embiid's career.
Yeah.
With Batum, with Melton, and Oubre. I like, y'all got to keep a lot of these guys next year. It just fits perfectly with him.
And Maxey is a bona fide second star. And Buddy, they just were double-teaming him. They just were double-teaming Maxey. He couldn't get the ball, Jack. So that was a tough loss.
Yeah, man.
Great team, tough loss. So, but like we said, there's reports that Embiid could be coming back soon, Jack. We gotta light some sage, burn some incense, say some prayers.
I saw some footage today. I saw it, man. If he could, 50% of Embiid is gonna beat a lot of teams.
Yeah, man. And if he can get a couple games in the regular season just to get a little rhythm, what do you think? Maybe 3-4 games he probably
needs? That's it, man.
3 or 4 games, Jack. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, Jack.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we kind of alluded to it earlier, Jack. The Houston Rockets, Jack. They are right behind the Golden State Warriors. They are currently 37-35 in the 11th spot. Mm. So it was 10 teams that get into the play-in. And the Rockets are right on the outside, but they have a 10-game winning streak, Jack. They're getting hot at the right time, Jack.
Man, listen, I never thought we'd be talking about them like this. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Wow, I can't believe it. Even though SGA wasn't there, they got Holmgren out of there. He fouled out, and that's a game that they wanted.
Yeah,
you can see it, man. And Jalen Green, I'm going to talk about a little bit. Yo, I didn't see him rising this fast as well, but they are, yo.
Yeah,
and they need to be nervous.
Yeah, and we talked about them probably on episode 1 or 2 as being one of the teams to look out for, the Houston Rockets. So when they got Fred Van Fleet down there, and just some of the changes that they were making with the coaching, and they got some veterans down there. Jeff Green got dunked on last night. That was crazy. But,
he's old to be taking charges.
Yeah, and it was crazy because when they showed, like, the replay, all you could see was his bald spot. I was like, you got to let it go.
Somebody said on like the somebody said on one of the comments, yo, it's wild for him to have that kind of bald spot.
And this is the crazy part. Like, when you got all that money, I get it. Maybe you're just trying to hold on. Like, we need to do a segment one day of all the people that need to let it go. LeBron is going to be the
poster boy, right?
Poster boy.
The Jeff Green LeBron to come back when it filled in over the summer. Y'all ain't even filling y'all's in, man. Fill it in. Get Dolph to write that in there. Dolph, go write that in.
They need an appointment.
Yeah, but yo, the Rockets, man. Yo.
They're exciting to watch.
And the big man is injured.
Right.
But not like a mini Joker.
So, yeah.
Man, next year, the West is going to be even crazier.
Yeah. And they are going to continue to get better and better and better. And now's as good of a time as any. Let's just jump into your don't sleep, Jack, because it fits right with the topic. Who we not sleeping on this week, Jack?
Don't sleep on that kid with that weird hair by the name of Jalen Green. People said he was good and all that. You know, you hear that. But I've really been watching him the last couple games, and that kid is nice. And yes, he's peaking at the right time. And you know, ever since he got Dre and Michelle pregnant, he happens to be 20-some years older than him.
He's 22, Jack. 22 and 39.
He's about 40, Ever since his game went through the roof, got himself a Cougar, got himself an OG, and they've been winning ever since. I don't know if that coincides or correlates, but I know, look at the schedule.
Doesn't matter. As they say, she's not hard on the eyes. She's not hard on the eyes, Jack.
Yo, but I knew something was funny when I saw the picture of her. I said, who could she be watching in Houston?
Green, Jack, 22 years old.
I forget, you know, he had a lot of buzz when he came out of college, but he's got the perfect coach.
Yeah. And the second
half, I'm out of there for not playing defense. Right. You know, just a couple months ago, he was sitting in the fourth quarters, not anymore.
And the second half of the season after the All-Star break, he has had one of the best second half of the seasons everybody in the NBA right now. And I saw something that said that the question is, he in the top 10 under 25? And I would have to say yes, Jack.
That dude, he is 37 against OKC, 27 Portland, 41 Utah, 26 Chicago, 42 against the pool party, 26 Cleveland, 37 Washington, last 10 games.
And the game that I went to go see against when I was in Phoenix and they played the Rockets, the Rockets didn't win. But he was out there, and you could see flashes of, oh, yeah, this kid Jalen Green's going to be special. He's out there doing whatever he wants. And once he really figures it out and he starts to mature, the league is in good hands, Jack.
Having Brooks there with him helps. Van Fleet, Ball Spot Jeff. Having those kind of different kind of older players is going really helping his development, and the coach ain't playing. So
right.
Rockets, wow.
Yeah, great rebound. Man.
And man, if they put Golden State out of that spot, dog, it's gonna be
Draymond can kiss his locker goodbye.
Yo, Golden State,
if they don't make the playoffs this year, Jack.
Now thinking of Draymond, if Houston gets him out of there, like, who's gonna want him after all this now?
Listen, and something that's crazy, I mean, I doubt it's going to happen. Can you imagine if Steph demands a trade?
That would be crazy.
That would be wild.
Now, that'd make me cry. I need to get out of here. Wouldn't that be something? Man. You got to think, he's 36.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, 14 years older than Jalen Green. We typically don't think of Steph as being that old. Think LeBron. Yeah. I don't think Durant. Every time I hear Durant's age, I'm like, they up there.
He's about the same age, right?
Yep. And I saw Durant. Me and Brandy was laughing because somebody said LeBron's so old that he just dunked on Scottie Pippen's son.
Yo, that was wild last night.
He dunking on these dudes' sons, man.
Speaking of Durant, he's going to be a part of that Let It Go.
Yo,
he's gonna be on that list too.
I've been complaining about him to Brandy since he was at OKC. I seen it coming.
He needs a hot comb.
He need a conk. He need he gonna find out that we said this about him because nobody he got a burner somewhere. So bring it on if you want to talk to Brand.
Oh my god, that's gonna be funny, man. He's gonna leave a caption under one of our posts.
Yeah.
One of Duber's videos. Duber gonna send us a video. And he's gonna be underneath there. All right, Jack. It's time for my favorite segment of the week.
Drop it on us.
That's a fact, Jack. Stat of the week. All right, Jack. So I've been thinking. Wemby is basically leading the NBA in blocks this year.
Yes.
So he's probably a lock for NBA, all NBA defensive team. Mm. But there has never been a rookie that's made the first team.
Interesting.
So that could happen this year, Jack. But
never been a rookie.
What'd you say?
Never been a rookie.
Never been a rookie. Not on the first team.
Wow.
Not on the first team. But the last player to be on the second team for all NBA defense was also on the first team all NBA. Who was it?
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, also from the San Antonio Spurs. Listen to this, Jack. He played all 82 games.
Beast.
He averaged 21, 12, and 3, jeez, and 0.7 steals, 2.5 blocks.
Rookie year.
Rookie year. He was first team All NBA, first team All Rookie.
First team All NBA, rookie year. Jeez.
Second team All Defense. He was an All Star. And this is the most craziest stat. He was fifth in MVP voting that year as a rookie.
We got to do top five rookie seasons. And you'll be surprised. He might got the number one.
Man, incredible. And there was a couple other players that was interesting that was on that list that also made all NBA first team. Who else you think was on that list?
Elijah Wan. Nah, he didn't make all NBA.
Michael Jeffrey.
I was about to say he made all NBA, but they didn't put Mike on an all NBA defensive as a rookie.
No. No.
That's a hard list to
Larry Bird.
What? Kareem.
Larry Bird.
I'm done with the 80s. Larry Bird. I'm
done with that. Well, no. You remember Larry Bird when he came in, Jack. He was tough.
On the defensive side?
No, all NBA.
All NBA. I was like, what?
Not defense. All okay, NBA.
Rookie all NBA.
Yeah, okay. Rookie All NBA, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I believe Oscar was on that list.
I'm thinking of 80s on up.
Yeah.
That's a tough. I don't think after Mike, they cracked down on the rookies.
Yeah.
Because to have Duncan do that is wow.
Robinson was on that list too. David Robinson, the Admiral, as Avery used to say. David Robinson, the Admiral.
Dude, he had a top-notch rookie season, too.
Yeah, incredible coming out of
there. Funny, them San Antonio rookie seasons be wow. So he falls right in. It's funny, the numbers going to fall right in line with the tradition.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, Jack. And that is it for episode 20, Jack. Can you believe it? 20 episodes in, Jack.
20 episodes.
Who would have thought?
I'd have took the under and lost that bet. Oh, we had three of us.
It's time for shout outs, brother. You got some shout outs?
I got one shout. I want to shout out Lemmy Rokins. And here's the shout out. I hate you.
He's a bum.
Oh, what a bum. That's my shout out for the week. That's him. I hate him. I can't stand him.
That is my guy, Lim Rowe. Shout out to Lim Rowe. So I got two people I'm shouting out today. I don't know if you could see the hat, but shout out to Jamon Hunt. Came through with the Jamon Hunt clothing.
What?
So shout out to my guy, Jamon Hunt.
He only wore sweatsuits in high school. Now you got clothes?
Yeah. You got a clothing line. You got to check it out, Jack. Oh, Jamon nice. Clothing on Instagram. Check him out.
Say no more.
Yes, sir. And last but not least, I got my cousin, a.k.a. the Usher lookalike. Shout out to my cousin, Sterling Carter. Mm. Wanted to shout my guy out. He's been, he tunes in. He's liking the pictures. He's liking the posts and stuff. He's been following us. Always shows support. When anytime anybody sees him, that's connected to me, he always asks for me. I don't see him often, but shout out to my cousin, Sterling Carter. Sterling, what up, bro?
I raised him almost. He's one of, you know, 10 of y'all I raised. He's definitely in that 10.
Yes, sir. And that is it, Jack. So listen, it's you know what time it is.
What time is it?
Say something smart. hey, Brizzard, he's never prepared, Brizzard. He's never prepared.
I came here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. You know what's going on? Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, and type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah.